Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Rush juggles the ball. That's an error on Rush. Adams moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nux Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko takes first base on ball four. Kiner moves to second. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to third. Bilko moves to second. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Bilko scores. Fanning moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Talbot. Bell reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams tags and scores. Two outs. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bilko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Bilko reaches second base with a double. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fanning hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan bunts towards first. Bilko scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Fanning and he is safe. Temple steals second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush juggles the ball. That's an error on Rush. Temple moves to third. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 2 in the game. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bilko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fanning hits a fly ball into left field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 3 in the game. Talbot hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second. McMillan lets the ball get by him. There goes Baker to third. Here's the throw from McMillan, and he's out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Frank Smith now pitching. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bilko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fanning bunts towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second, with McMillan covering, for one, and over to first, with Temple covering, for the double play. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Frank Smith. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops it up and throws to first, with Rush covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.